viable for generations to come. So call 713-526-4000 to support KPFT. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
At 90.1 FM, this is KPFT Houston. And now, Houston's only primetime radio program dedicated to news and concerns of the lesbi, gay, and transgender community. This is Queer Voices.
Good evening, this is Jack Falinski.
And Jennifer Renee.
Brian Levinka.
J.D. Doyle.
Jonathan Kraft.
Matthew Williams.
Summer Iman.
And Glenn Holt. And tonight on Queer Voices, Pride Houston will celebrate New Year's Eve with Luminaire Nouveau, a New Year's masquerade. Proceeds from the event will be donated to Bering Omega Community Services and Live Consortium. We will be talking about the event with one of the organizers. Then we will be speaking with two HIV-positive people, one who survived the 80s epidemic and one who was diagnosed in 2011, who will share their experiences and perspectives. A counselor from Legacy will also be joining us to talk about healthcare and legal aspects of living with HIV. In our second hour, the Speak Out program at the Houston Public Library had its first reading this past Saturday. The chair of the GLBT committee will be joining us to give a recap and talk about future installments of the series. In News Wrap, India's Supreme Court has recriminalized private consensual adult same-gender sex. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has announced that legally married lesbian and gay National Guard members now have access in all 50 states to the same spousal benefits as their heterosexual peers. In the news, in the feature segments, a look at GLBT-inclusive kids' books, and former American Idol contestant Crystal Bowersox has a new single called Coming Out for Christmas.
Yes. Did you forget my name?
No.
Okay. Well, I want to congratulate Robert Gallegos of winning.
Yay, Robert!
District I, not District 1, like they said on KUHF yesterday, he won. He's our second openly gay council member at present. The downside of the election was we only now have two women on a council. So it's going to be an interesting next 2 years with the new makeup, and I guess we'll see exactly how that all turns out. Want to remind you, if you haven't donated to or fulfilled your pledge to KPFT, you can do that on kpft.org. We're getting near the end of the year, and if you want to do that tax break type of stuff, you can do it very easily by going to the website at kpft.org and make that pledge to support this radio station. You're listening to Queer Voices.
Treasure, fa la la la.
This is J.D. Doyle, and if those lyrics sounded familiar to you, well, you're right. That was the old Christmas standard Deck the Halls, but the artist gave it a brand new tune. He's Nathan Lee Jones. His album is called Brand New Christmas. He did a whole CD of Christmas standards, but wrote new songs for every one of them, and I love it. He happens to be my interview guest next week on Queer Music Heritage. He's from Australia, and it's a very fun interview.
This is Queer Voices.
This is Brian Levinka.
And Jennifer Renee.
And we're about a week and a half away from Christmas, and we are talking Pride tonight.
But we're only 6 months away from Pride.
That's true. And I think the point is that Pride is a year-round organization, and they have a New Year's Eve event coming up this New Year's Eve. In the studio we have with us the president of Pride, Frankie Quijano. Welcome, Frankie.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's never too early to start talking about Pride.
No. We're going to cover the parade and the whole events in June. Anybody listening, that we're not there. But what's this coming up for New Year's Eve?
Well, New Year's, this is our second annual event. It is called Lumiere Nuo, and it's a New Year's masquerade. And it's kind of something different than the norm that you may normally do. People usually go out to the bars or whatnot, and there may not be too many LGBT-focused New Year's events outside of the normal, so we wanted to create something different. And this is an event that we have, and it's going to be an annual event, and we're raising money for two great charities, the Live Consortium and Barry and Omega.
Oh, yes, Barry and Omega, yes. A worthwhile organization.
Both of them,
Who needs support, really does.
Yeah.
When and where is it happening? I mean, obviously the when would seem
probably
bigger.
Around New Year's.
I would think it would be
it
New
would
Year's,
seem
yeah.
obvious. Than the 4th of July usually on the 4th. Anyway,
it's going to be held at 5226 Elm, and that's not only the address; that's also the name of the venue.
Oh, okay,
that helps. And it's a great deal. You'll have open bar. You can't go wrong with that. Hors d'oeuvres, champagne toast, balloon drop. Wonderful sponsors providing a lot of the stuff so we can provide the most, so we can give the most back to our beneficiaries.
Okay, we can't mention ticket prices, but
we can't.
A
no.
reasonable ticket, I'm sure.
Yeah, compared to other New Year's events in the city, we are the cheapest in the city.
Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about what Pride is doing right now. I mean, we're not kind of in the hot and heavy summer dog days preparing for Pride, but what goes on at Pride during the rest of the year?
Oh, a lot of it is just planning for it. When you mention what we're doing right now, so we have registrations open. So if you want to be an entry into the 2014 Houston LGBT Pride Celebration, you can go ahead and go onto our website, pridehouston.org, And go ahead and fill out the registration for that. One other thing that we have that's actually kind of new this year is what we call a celebration grant. So we have opened it up to nonprofits to submit an application to Pride. And we will pick, I believe the number is 5 nonprofits, and we will give them a free entry. And it's their choice.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, it's a free choice. It's their choice whether to be in the parade or the festival, which one of those. And based on qualifications and criteria, the board of directors from Pride will decide who those 5 are. And it's a great opportunity to give those nonprofits who may not actually have the budget to be in the festival or the parade to do so.
Yeah, it's always hard when you're in a nonprofit to say, well, I want to be in Pride, but we'd rather give the money to the community, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a hard decision.
Yeah, and it's just one way for us, again, to give back to the community.
Now, along with this, are there any events now? We've got the one for New Year's, but is there anything between now and June that's coming up that you can tell us about?
We are working on a brand new event, and it's something we've actually never done before. I will say that it's gala-esque, and the thoughts behind this event that we're creating is to raise money to create an endowment to create an actual Houston LGBT museum here. And not just one a standalone is what we're looking for, a standalone. So people can come and view the great many pieces that we have in the archives from many organizations that we have here.
You know, I think that's the issue is we have a lot of material and archives and a lot of old magazines and kind of the historical information, but we don't have a place to put it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there are great organizations that have so many archives, whether it be music, whether it be physical, photos, digital.
Yeah, the hard part would be finding a place.
Yeah, and like I said, what we're looking to do is to create an endowment. And what that will look like, we're not sure yet. What we want to do is to create enough money so when we do have enough money, quote-unquote, to play with, we can go, okay, now let's seriously start looking at what this will look like, what it will outline, bringing in organizations to assist with some of that who have a little bit more experience on the museum side. We can raise the funds and do what we can there, and it being sort of a collaboration.
Well, by putting that out there, you might have someone donate a building or property to support that.
Absolutely.
I mean, where there's so many LGBT people in real estate, there's always that possibility.
There is always that possibility.
The pink connection in real estate.
Yes, absolutely. It was trying to be, you know, politically correct on that one. Okay, talk about Pride. Now, what is there anything new that you're planning this come June that you can tell us about?
We are working on, you know, trying to make it the bigger and best that we possibly can. For right now, you have to wait until April, until our kickoff party, to find out anything new or anything like that. But I will let you know we're doing the great group of volunteers that we have, because we're a 100% volunteer organization, is doing the best that they can to make this a special moment for everybody, not just those that go every year, but for those who it's their first time as well.
And don't you have a logo unveiling coming up?
We do. On January 16th at Meteor, we have a logo unveiling, which we've been working with the Art Institute of Houston for the past, I want to say, 4 years. And there's actually a college class dedicated to creating this logo, and they get college credit.
No way.
For real.
Which college?
It's Art Institute of Houston.
Oh, the Art Institute. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a graphic design class, and it's kind of teaches them a little bit how to work with clients based on what we ask
Very
them.
Very picky clients, I would imagine.
Maybe so. But, you know, they submit like 40 concepts, and out of those, they design what they may look like, and they're the ones who actually design what these theme logos look like, and they work really hard on it, and they get, you know, college credit, which is amazing that we can do something like that for them.
How in the world did y'all arrange that? That's amazing.
It's a great partnership that we've developed with them, like I said, about 4 years ago, and it's just been overwhelming. The kids love it because we promote Art Institute, we promote themselves. They come on to logo unveiling. We give them a copy. It goes into their professional portfolio so they can show their clients when they graduate.
Now we can tell how wonderful, why the logos were so wonderful the last few years.
Yes.
If you're joining us, we're speaking with Frankie Quijano, the president of Pride Houston, and we're talking about different Pride events throughout the year, including a New Year's Eve event. Tell us a little bit more about that, I guess.
Besides that, it's going to be an amazing time. We, you know, our group of volunteers has been working really hard to produce this event. We've got great music from, you know, DJ Chris Garza. We have DJ Athens. Great people who are going to provide great music. We've got great sponsors providing a lot of the food, the catering, so we can give back more to our beneficiaries, which are the Live Consortium and Barry and Omega.
Is it a dress-up event?
Well, we are going for the Roaring Twenties theme, but it, obviously the only requirement is a mask, but it's kind of fancy chic with the Roaring Twenties theme.
So reach into the back of those closets and find
that. Oh, Jennifer, does your closet go back that far?
Go to the thrift store.
Well,
do what you got to do.
Yeah, most of my the far back of the closet is the thrift store. I got rid of all my Hoochie clothes.
Oh.
Yes, I became a personality.
A public figure.
Public figure, yes.
Suits and all that.
Okay, and so then in January, we have the logo unveiling.
We do, yes.
And April, the
is our kickoff. Yes.
And then a full month of June.
Well, we only have 10 days of Pride in June. The rest of my volunteers would kill me if I had a whole month. But you know, there's a few other things we may be planning in between the kickoff and Houston Pride Week.
Still going to have the talent.
Yes, Pride Superstar.
Yes.
This will be its eighth year, if I believe. Eighth year of, you know, great things. You can go around in any event around Houston. You'll see a Pride Superstar either singing. Or
when will that begin?
That usually begins 8 weeks prior to the actual event of Pride.
So anyway, interested needs to get involved now.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably open up applications somewhere around April-ish, and we'll have our auditions then. We usually have our auditions somewhere, and you know, our panel of judges that usually judge Pride Superstar will be there and select the top 12 or whatever the number is they decide on.
Now, y'all going to videotape them like they do the real Superstar and then put them on Facebook?
You know, one thing I did notice is the Pride community feedback sessions. I saw one was planned.
Oh, yes. We had we call it the Pride Perspective.
Pride Perspective.
Yeah, and it's town hall. It's like a town hall meeting where we invite the public to come and just ask us questions. A lot of people don't understand why we do certain things, or they just don't understand anything that we do Pride-wise, and we allow them to come and ask questions so they have a better understanding of what Pride is, what we're doing, and why we do the things that we do.
What's the most common question people ask?